Hey guys, this is Josh Dolan.
And I'm Logan Spieler, and we're the sports editors for Etched in Stone online news publication for Fossil Ridge High School.
So today we got another podcast coming out for you guys where we're going to be ranking our top sports cities in America. We didn't want to limit the list to a specific number because we feel like we'd be leaving out some of the best fan bases and cities in all of sports. So we also made another list of cities that we feel are on the brink of possibly moving into our top rankings, but aren't quite there yet due to some specific reasons that we'll discuss later on in the podcast. So to decide on our rankings, we followed a specific criteria. So I'm going to go over that so you guys can decide if you agree with it or disagree with it with our rankings. So we have loyalty/attendance, how passionate the fans are, the treatment of players, enthusiasm in the stands, and any traditions that the team holds or the fans. So just a brief overview of our list. We have Boston at number one, Chicago at number two, Philadelphia at number three, San Francisco/Oakland at number four, New York at five, and Dallas/Houston at six.
So our top ranked city in America, the best sports city, is Boston. Boston is well known for having a lot of passion, and they are a very loyal fan base. All the teams, whether it be their football team, basketball, baseball, they all have really good attendance, and all the fans travel really well. They're well known for having really good treatment of players, and they're really behind the players and coaches. They're, like I said, they're really passionate. They've got some cool traditions, especially at Fenway Park. And you can find fans from Boston anywhere, and they're really loyal, and they really, really love their team.
So going down to number two, we have Chicago. They really have one of the most loyal and passionate fan bases in all of sports. They're behind their team no matter what, no matter if they're having one of their best seasons they've ever had, no matter whether they're having one of their worst seasons they've ever had. A great example of that is the Cubs. They had a dismal season this year, but they still had one of the best attendances in all of the majors. So it just goes to show how much they really care. Despite getting a bad reputation occasionally, Chicago fans, just they have so much passion. The reason they get a bad reputation is because they sometimes kick players out because they're not performing up to their peak level. But that's just because they truly care and they want their team to be successful. So they can be a bit harsh on the treatment of players, but overall, they have great enthusiasm in the stands, they have some great traditions, they're passionate, and they're really loyal. So they really meet all the criteria. So number three, we have Philadelphia. They are one of the most passionate fans as well. They face some of the most dismal conditions out of all the sports cities, but those fans, that does not hinder the fans from going out to the games. For example, it's been snowing a lot this season for the Eagles, but their fans have always been there. They support the team. They fill up the stadium. So they have great, great attendance. They're truly passionate. Just like Chicago, no matter whether teams are good or bad, they show up. They're passionate. They care. They're very loyal to their teams. They don't have a lot of bandwagoners, which is a really, I think, important aspect. So they also have a lot of traditions. So they really meet the criteria for our rankings.
All right, so at number four, we have the San Francisco and Oakland area, that Bay Area, really in the heart of California. There's a lot of teams between San Francisco and Oakland, a lot of great teams like the 49ers. And then there's also some good teams like the Giants and the Athletics. The Warriors are really up and coming. So San Francisco, really, they've got a lot of loyalty. They have a lot of history, especially the 49ers go way back. The Oakland Raiders have some of the craziest fans in all of sports. So they're definitely loyal. They always have pretty good attendance. For a while, the Athletics didn't have as good attendance, but now that the team is doing better, there's more attendance. The Giants in baseball always do well. The Warriors, always one of the best home field advantages in all of basketball. So it's definitely just a great sports city that really, they're really behind all the teams no matter what, and they're pretty good attendance, and they just love all the teams.
So New York comes in at number five, and one of the things that really pushed New York up the list is just to show how much the fans really care about the teams. They have one of the best revenue in all of sports. I mean, they are one of the best, most rich teams in all of sports, but a lot of that is generated from the fans. So it truly shows that they care. They go out and support their team. They'll wear the team's logos all around New York. They also have some of the best stadiums in all of sports. The Giants and Jets just built a brand new football stadium. The New York Yankees just built a brand new stadium. Even the Mets just built a new stadium. Brooklyn just has a new stadium. So it's crazy how great of a sports city that is. One of the things that did bump them down a little bit was they tend to have a lot of bandwagoners, but that could be due in large part due to how successful they are. There's just so many great reasons why they're a great sports city. They meet all of our criteria. They're passionate. They're one of the most consistent teams. They have some of the most consistent teams in always making the playoffs, getting to championships. And they also have some great traditions. Their enthusiasm in the stands is unheard of. So that's part of what makes them a great sports city. But they really meet all the criteria and are a great, great list.
And so next, number six, we have the Dallas and Houston area and down in Texas. They're really well known for having a lot of really good fans. You can find Cowboys fans everywhere. The Rangers always have great attendance. And then basketball has been picking up in the state of Texas. The Rockets just got Dwight Howard, and they're getting some big-time players. The Mavericks won a championship a couple years ago. Even the Spurs are always a good team. So Texas really, they're really behind all their sports. They love their football down in Texas. Obviously the Cowboys, and then also the Texans a little bit. Why the Houston and Dallas area is bumped down a little bit is, one, in part, the treatment of the players is not always the best, especially in the case of the Houston Texans. When the quarterback of the Houston Texans, Matt Schaub, was injured, the fans actually booed him. They booed him throughout the season, and then when he got injured, they actually cheered for him. They were happy to see him get injured. And then also, they don't have the best attendance sometimes in the Houston Astros, their baseball team. Overall, they have a lot of big supporters. They travel well. They're loyal. They're definitely a passionate fan base, but they're not always behind the team and the players. So that rounds out our top cities. And then next, we have some of the border cities that Josh will talk about.
So we have Seattle at the number one city on the brink. We have Oklahoma City at number two. Number three is New Orleans. Number four is Kansas City. And number five is Denver. And so just a general overview for all these cities. The reason why they didn't quite make our top rankings is because they tend to show great fans for a specific sport, but another sport, they don't have the great same intensity and passion, and they don't have the great attendance that the other team holds. So that's what's hindering them. But if they can round that out and really become passionate for all the teams, all the sports, then they'll definitely move up into our top rankings. But that's just kind of what's holding them back right now. But so that's our podcast. I hope you guys liked it, and you guys can disagree or agree with our rankings. We'd love to hear from you, but hope you guys liked it.